Get too caught up in the nitty gritty of the details. Reish Ayin Dalet. I wasn't really so sure we shouldn't do this because this is a little bit more. The last sim was more down to earth. This is a little more technical. But let's just try it anyway. Okay, Simon Reish Ayin Dalet. It's on page 151. Simon Reish Ayin Dalet. Kosu Atu Lashuchan Och Tsoch Shiyoy Ma'a Sefer Kishi Yaskil Lichtav Sefer Torah Zeh An Chosev L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's a very big problem. And the problem is the very important halacha. That is, you have to always, before you begin writing in the Sefer Torah, you have to say L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Umaspik L'Chol HaSefer. And this suffices for the entire Sefer. Umasayim Atur Adim L'Yosek Kain Pasul Adkan L'Shainai. If you do not say before you begin writing the Sefer Torah L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah is Pasul. And that is why V'lesagid machshava k'mashakosav b'simun rein reishayin aleph, and machshava is not sufficient. Just like when it comes to preparing the hides, when they prepare the leather to prepare to make klaf, if the per person who's they would take the hides of the animal and they would dip it, they would immerse it in sid, in lime, or other types of ingredients in order to begin the process. If you do not say l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, then it is not kosher. It may not be used for Sefer Torah. So just like there, you must actually articulate the words. And a thought is not sufficient. Likewise, when the Sefer begins to write, he must actually say L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. And that is why...
Does he have to be Shem Shabbos?
What?
Does he have to be Shem Shabbos to write
Sefer? Of course. I'm given. A Sefer is not Shem Shabbos, it's possible. It's possible for many reasons. First of all, he's not... Who says he even wrote a halacha? That's the most basic reason. We don't trust him. You know, if you, there are many halachas how you write a letter. We don't really know. When you see the Sefer Torah, you have to trust that the Sefer Torah did it properly. So if he's not Shomer Shabbos, then you can't trust him. And besides, that someone who's not Shomer Shabbos is technically disqualified from writing that he's not in the parasha. You have to be chayiv in the Torah to be a candidate to write. If a person takes himself out of the mitzvahs, then he cannot write the Sefer Torah. And this is why it is critical when you go to Hachnosah Sefer Torah and you're given an opportunity to put a dot of ink in the Sefer Torah, whether they make you go to mikvah or not is a separate issue, but they will demand before you put the dot in the Sefer Torah that you say L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. You'll always see they'll have there a piece of paper, they'll have some card, because if you do not say L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, that dot that you put in is not kosher. Now, if just because the dot that you put in is not kosher does not necessarily mean that the Sefer Torah is puzzled, because you don't even need that dot. Even without
the dot.
What?
Out the
well, the truth is, the surfer anyway, if you watch what they do, anyway, they have to, they do it. Anyway, it's outlined, anyway, they have to, anyway, restroke it to fill it up and to make it smooth anyway. So there are many reasons why, if you have a person.
Is that person Shomer? Because I've seen them, people step up and.
They're not Shomer Shabbos.
I know
a lot of those times, they don't let them write. They just sit there and they make them watch. They say, I am your agent. They tell the person, this is your letter, and the sofer is your agent. And when the sofer writes the letter, he's acting as your agent, being a politician, right?
What they tell the sofer a lot of times to do is you just hold on.
Hold on to
wrist.
His hand. You hold on. It's all symbolic. It's all a show. It's a photo op. Most of the time, it's more than a photo op. You bring in politicians. You bring in goyim. I don't know the mamash goy, but you bring in, you see all these like they see narratives. So they do this. They bring in the prime minister. I mean, Netanyahu. You show a Shabbos to some degree, right? No? To some degree, no? I don't know, maybe not. I really don't know. Okay, but the previous prime ministers, I don't know, he's better than the other, he's more than the other prime ministers, for sure. Right? Shabbos?
The others, I don't know. Begin,
so those of the other prime ministers, I don't even remember. So they weren't Shomer Shabbos.
Say Begin was the only one who asked for kosher in the White House.
In the White House, okay. There's a lot of good stories. That book is an unbelievable book. Yeah. They make into a movie. They're making that book into a... But
Gurion once went into a kosher restaurant and he said, don't worry, I only ate fish.
And Gurion didn't wear a yarmulke.
But I have no doubt that some of the prime ministers in Israel were invited to Hachnasah Sefer Torah. There's no question about it. And they sat down there. So they didn't write. I'm sure they didn't let them write. Yeah. It was ceremonial. Ceremonial, so sitting over here. But if you're actually putting a letter in the Sefer Torah, we have to say the Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Further, let's go further. Next, after in the next halach, this is very, very important. In addition to writing the same time, before you write Hashem's name, you have to say l'shem kedushas Hashem. L'shem kedushas Hashem. I remember when I took a course of Sarfas, so the Rav who gave the halacha shiurim. He told us that it's very common, people come to him, he was a Pesach, he was a Ben Zion Wozner. He lived in Muncie. That's the grandson. But his name was Ben Zion Wozner. I think he moved to Eretz Yisrael since he was a young guy then, when he gave us this, it was many, many years ago. And he gave us this shiurim, he was very, very good, he was very, very good shmak. And he said, and he was a Pesach on the Stam, and he said, it's very common, Seifim come to him, and they say, I really don't remember if I said L'shem Kiddushas Hashem. I was writing Tefillin, writing Mezuzah, writing Sefer Torah, and I do not remember if I said L'shem Kiddushas Hashem. What should I do? So I don't remember what he told us. I think he says, Ruba de Ruba, yeah, you could assume that you did, and it's okay. And then he made a joke. There was one cipher who had OCD. he also always to worry. Did he say l'shem kedusha Hashem? So he says, "Don't worry. I know by you when you polish your shoes, you say l'shem kedusha Hashem." So if you say l'shem kedusha Hashem when you're polishing your shoes, certainly you said l'shem kedusha Hashem when you wrote Hashem's name in the Sefer Torah. The Yisboyer B'Simin Reishayim Vav because of a smack Sham B'Tchilas HaSefer Kishoyim HaZeh Ani Koy Sef L'Shem Kudush HaShem HaSefer Torah Yoyim HaOd V'Chol HaSkor Shabo L'Shem Kudush HaShem. He has a solution. It's a controversial solution. When you begin writing the Sefer Torah, you should say, I'm now starting a new Sefer Torah. I hereby declare that the entire Sefer Torah that I'm going to write should be L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. And I hereby declare that every time I will write Hashem's name in this Sefer Torah, Mikan Olaba, it shall be L'Shem Kedusha Hashem. Can you do this? Does it work? Can you in advance, can you make such a declaration? Machlekes HaPoskim. But the evidence is good. So in the Kesa Sefer, he discussed this at great length. So some say you should bedafka not do this, because only b'diavad. It's only b'diavad. If it's only b'diavad, so really you should lechatchila every single time you write Hashem's name, you should say again l'shem kedusha Hashem. But if you did it when you started the Sefer Torah, you're going to say to yourself, I'm done. I already said it once. And you're never going to say L'Shem Kedushas Hashem when you write Hashem's name multiple times throughout the Sefer Torah, because you're relying upon what you did originally, and that's a very big b'diavet. Because this ability to do it in advance, what you're going to do in all future days down the line, is not something which everyone agrees on.
What exactly is Haskorah? Elokim?
There's a list. Some have a list. Elokim, Kel, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Tzavakos, Shakai. I think there are seven names. There are seven names which have Kedusha. And then you get into trouble because you have to make a Tanai. There are certain things, there are certain Rashis where Hashem says Hashem, where Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and if there are a few places in the Chumash, some Achloikis. Some say it's Choyl, and some say it's Kodesh. Even the Pasim, Oz Huchal Likroi B'Shem Hashem. So is that Kodesh or Chol? We today change the Aliyah. We don't end off on that Aliyah because we chayish that it's Avodah Zarah. But who says Avodah Zarah? Also Chalukah B'Shem Hashem, someone it's Kodesh. And Adah, that would be a very appropriate place to conclude the Aliyah. So in the old Chumashim, that was the end of the Aliyah. It became a new thing today. What?
Love and also.
Love and also. This is Yesh Le'el Yadi. That's Chulin. Yesh Le'el Yadi is Chulin. But the Avram said Aleph Aleph Nun Yud Hashem. And that Avraham said once. Yeah.
Vayera Lo Hashem, it says Vayera Hashem, even though it says
This is machloikis Rashi if it's in this kodesh. So therefore, when a sofer writes that, he has to know pshat lechumash. He has to say it's not a joke. It's very serious. He has to know if it's al tzad that is kodesh. I'm writing this l'shem kiddusha katanai, I guess. If it's kodesh, if you don't do that, you're really getting
a list.
There's a list. Yeah, there's a list. There's a lot of things they have to know. There are a lot of details. It's not so easy to be a sofer. Yeah, you got to know your stuff. A lot of little things you got to know. They're tested to get Ksav Kabbalah. It used to be years ago. You did not need any. To do shechita, there's a time honored tradition. You're not allowed to pick up a knife to the neck of an animal unless you have Kabbalah. You can't have your grandfather teach you in the backyard. I'm going to teach you shechita. I'm going to teach you how to do shechita. We're going to practice. I have a whole kiss of birds, and I'm going to teach until you are mumche. And therefore, I know how to do shechita, and you make a declaration, Rabbi Yisai, here I am, I got my knife all ready to go, I'm going to do shechita, we're going to have a good lunch today. You know, I'll do that. It's mamish also. You're not allowed to do shechita unless you have a Kabbalah. You have to have a ksav Kabbalah from an authority, an established authority that you are confirmed, you've been tested by Rabbonim, and you know the laws of shechita. Safrus, there's no such thing. From time immemorial, if you want to be a sofer, I'm permitted to sell my svar, a tilling mezuzah sefer Torah. How do we know that you know the halachas? How do we know that when you wrote the sefer Torah, you said l'shem kedusha sashem, on this shem yes, that shem not, you did not violate chachteichos and v'chulu? Trust me. My father taught me. I went to yeshiva. I learned the Mishnah Berurah. I learned this. You can do that. Technically, you can do that. There is no tradition that you need a kesav Kabbalah. However, times have changed, and today it's basically unheard of. Today you would be driven out of town if you hang up a shingle. I'm a sofer. I'm selling tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah without a ksav Kabbalah. There are different organizations. There's the Vad, the most famous being the Vad Mishmeres Sdom. The Vad Mishmeres Sdom is a very, very good organization, and they test. They have the chinus every so often. They have an office here in Borough Park, and they have exams, very thorough exams, and different madrigals. There's the basic madriga to be a kosev, just to write, and then there are many layers of checking a muga. That you have the authority to check, to inspect mezuzos, sefer Torah. There are different levels. There are different levels of what you have to know, and there are different svarim. So today, basically, it's on her. I mean, years ago, I remember I went to Rabbi Schertzer many, many years ago, and I asked him, I said, are all of your mezuzos, do they come from seferim that have ksav Kabbalah? So he told me then, he says, no. He says he still has, there are still seferim. This is many, many years ago. I'm sure by now it's changed. He said, this, I took that course, so he tells, watch out. You go to a sofer to buy a mezuzah, ask them if the sofer who wrote the mezuzah has a ksav Kabbalah. If he doesn't have a ksav Kabbalah, you should just take that into consideration. You don't need it. It's not like shechita. You don't need it. But it's something you should take into consideration, because there are some of the very artistic, you know, they're very, very talented. And they get a little carried away, and they write Megillahs. You go into the Sfarim store, you see these things, gorgeous Megillahs. And in addition to writing all the artwork, the Ksav is second to none. And not necessarily these people get Ksav Kabbalah. They know the basic halachas, they know, you can't say they don't know, but you know you have a Ksav Kabbalah, it's not an easy bechina to pass. You got to spend a good 2-3-4 months learning the stuff really inside out to pass the exams. There's a lot to know. A lot of you said this, and it's a statement that you know you really are serious. You're a Shemayim. So he told me then years ago that he has in his possession, he has things that he sells that come from Seifrim, Choshev Seifrim, who don't have Ksav Kabbalah. And he told me, he says he just got recertified. Like now, not only the Vada Mishmeres, I think they're very machmir, you have to be every 3 years. If I'm not mistaken, your Ksav Kabbalah, that's how far.
Why?
Expire, what?
Why does it expire? If you know your stuff, you don't.
You have to chazer. You have to review it. It's like the boards, you know, people, doctors and lawyers, they have to. People, accountants, they have to recertify. You know, you.
So how about buying covered account at retail?
What?
Retail.
So you don't know. You have to ask them. So like, let's say you go to Eichel's. Eichel's now is much better than it used to be. Years ago, they were selling there. You didn't really know where they were selling you there. But now I asked the guy, the very Erlich, there says, no, everything here is Ksav Kabbalah, everything is computer checked. They're very high, like, being that it's retail, they don't want to get involved, they only accept, and also there's a flood, the market is flooded. Today, people need parnassah. In Eretz Yisrael, people need parnassah. The market is flooded. So if it's the same price, well, you're going to go take that. That's why today it's unheard of. Today, no one will be able to sell a mezuzah unless they have Ksav Kabbalah, because everyone else has Ksav Kabbalah.
But so you can find out who wrote the let's say mezuzah, you can find out who wrote it.
Today they know. Today it's a new world. Today they know. Today when you go to a sefer, they'll tell you the name of the sefer.
This person has, you know, is
a Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today,
I asked them a couple of times on the mezuzahs what generates the price.
Yeah.
In other words, a couple of them that look the same. I said, why is this $41? This is $42.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. What do you say?
See, he says this is why they're working on a percentage of what the sefer has to give. So they're just marking up whatever
the sefer, they give
or
a price.
Depending on who it is, for what they, I imagine some of it may be.
Their reputation.
I don't know. I didn't ask him what he paid. What's the one they buy it?
What? If you buy
a
mezuzah that, let's say, was made 2 years ago, or a mezuzah that was made now, it's a different price.
Prices only go up.
No, sir, it goes down too.
Goes down? What goes down in life? It's like nothing ever goes down. Everything only goes up.
The same with Svarim. You know, you'll buy a safe when it comes out.
Svarim is different. Svarim is for free today. Today it's not. No one makes money on Svarim today. No one makes money on music. Like, for example, I read your article. Murchah, they have a very interesting article. Murchah Ben David, fantastic article. There's no money in the music industry today.
Right.
Today they can't make a penny. All these musicians years ago, people make a parnasa. Murchah Ben David, Avram Fried, they put out a new CD, a new record. You can make a nice parnasa. Today, no more. Today you can't make a penny because everything is copied. They can't stop. Everything is illegal. People, you sell one thing, and it's on WhatsApp, and it's online, and everyone says, well, you know, what's their excuse? According to halacha, if I would not buy it, I'm allowed to copy it. That's really true. Technically speaking, if technically this is you can be machmir. But if you, Rabbi Bilsky told this to me, if you're not going to buy it. If you are 100% absolutely certain that you're not going to buy something, then you're not causing a loss of money. So you're allowed to photocopy, privately. So if I for sure can tell you I am not going to take this CD, this new record, and buy it, there's no way. So theoretically, technically, I can copy it and I can listen to it the entire day. I can't sell it. I can't go sell it to someone else. What?
How'd that happen?
What do you mean?
Why? Because you say I'm not going to buy it.
Because I'm not causing him a loss. Zenene v'zelei chosan. What? So I'm listening to it. Zenene. I'm listening to it. I'm having pleasure. Zenene v'zelei chosan. He's not losing because of it. Maisa stone. Zenene v'zelei chosan is maisa stone. I am deriving benefit. You are not losing one penny. So you're not going to let me derive benefit? It's Maaseh Sdom. So people are moira het debiatzmo, and it's not true. That's the slippery slope. I'm telling you now, it's off the record, because it's really the proof that it's not true is the fact. Look at the proof. The proof is that in today's day and age, if you cannot make a parnasa, it doesn't make any sense. The population today is exploded. Is infinitely more than it was 10 years ago. So if 10, 15 years ago, a musician can make a very nice living by putting out a new CD, al achas kama v'kama, he should be able to make a much better living today when you have a much greater population, a much greater demand for his product. And yet today you can't make a parnasa? Something doesn't make sense. So you're going to say it's because everyone today out in the whole world says to themselves, would I go pay $20 for this CD? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't pay $20 for this CD. So therefore, if I'm not going to pay $20 for this CD, so therefore, it's zenene v'zelei chosar. Well, something doesn't make sense. Because 10 years ago, people would probably say the same thing, but they couldn't copy. The way the technology to copy was not available. It was too difficult. It wasn't worth your effort. of going and patching around for a whole few hours to copy from one day to another. And so the people bought it. So you see something over here doesn't make sense. Something over here is problematic. So and also, this is only Mikra Hadin. Lefnim Mishur Sadin, it's not right. It's not right for you to go take someone's hard-earned product and derive benefit and not give him what he deserves. So that's, you know, Midas Chassidus and what is Sisa HaYoshar VeHatoiv. Many people say, I'm not in that Madrega of your Sisa Yoshar VeHatoiv. I want to go listen for five. I want to go in the car for 5 minutes. I want to sample it. I want to sample it in the car for 5 minutes, what it sounds like, to go listen to a couple of songs. I'm not into this. So for 5 minutes in the car, I'll listen to what it sounds like. And before you know it, it's in the car, you listen to it 50 times already. You listen to it 50 times already. And so how come you didn't pay him? I never got around to it. All right, so this is a very, very big problem, and they really have given up. They used to go and make an issue out of this. Yeah, they thought, you know, we're dealing from Jews. We're dealing over here with people that are Shomer Torah mitzvahs. That's the audience. And yet, it's a problem.
You don't charge for downloads?
It doesn't work. The whole music industry, it's not only by Jews. They do charge. It's the whole industry has, even you know, Apple, iTunes. It's in the go look in articles that they have. There are a lot of problems. They're trying to do technology. I mean, eventually, there will be technology where this can't happen. This has to be like that. Obviously, they're going in some new direction. Like they had in the news recently about hacking. So China now, they are way ahead of all other countries in this world in basically creating a new internet, an entirely new internet built upon very complicated physics and who knows what, where it'll be impossible to hack. You know, technology is evolving, so probably the day will come when maybe musicians will once again be able to make a living from this. Okay, but going back, so they have a Ksav Kabbalah. It's very, very important. You go to a sofer, you should ask them, I'm buying mezuzos. He's spending a lot of money. Mezuzah costs a fortune of money. Today, a good mezuzah costs at least $60. At least. So you go buy
it.
I'm saying at least. I'm talking about the low end. So therefore, you go buy a mezuzah, you have a right to ask the sofer, does he have Ksav Kabbalah? Does he have Ksav Kabbalah? Who is the sofer? And they'll tell you right away, was it checked by computer? These are very important things. You're paying good money and you're entitled to get what you're paying for. So you should be aware that the sofer is a Yorei Shamayim. He has a Ksav Kabbalah. He has been tested and he has a certificate. And
they would show you the Ksav Kabbalah.
They'll tell you the moicher will tell them. The most of them will tell you today they don't even carry. You go into Tver Stam. I can't even imagine he would even carry. He has a very, very nice selection.
Yes.
And he now, you know, they used to be very expensive, but now the competition has forced him to come down in price, so now he's competitive. His mezuzah steer in Tiferes Tam is competitive. And as far as getting checked, they're very expensive. To get your tefillin checked, they're probably the most expensive, but I'm telling you, it's worth every penny. Every penny they charge to get your tefillin and mezuzahs checked in Tiferes Tam is worth it because it's done in a very professional way by a team. A team of people, not like other places where they have a business basement, where you go, they're going into the basement and they go and they check. It's not the same. But as far as selling new tefillin and mezuzos, the parshios, their prices are very competitive to other places. They carry a very nice selection, and I'm certain they would not even carry mezuzos that were not written by a person who has ksav kabbalah. If you go to other smoichrim. Who sell, you know, you don't want to spend so much money, they sell things a little bit cheaper. Why they're a little bit cheaper? You should be suspicious. And it may indeed come from a sefer that does not have a Ksav Kabbalah. Doesn't mean it's possible, because it's not like Shechita. Shechita, you don't need Ksav Kabbalah, but you should take that into consideration. Okay, let's go further. We have over here, you have to say, one of these halachas, you have to say, L'shem, and that's one of the things by Ksav Kabbalah, you know, they know the halacha, you have to say, L'shem Kiddushas Hashem, L'shem Kiddushas Sefer Torah, L'shem Kiddushas Mezuzah. But you have an artist, he may not know this, you know, who knows, you know, he can learn all the halachas, he can learn the Tzuras Oseos, he can copy the Tzuras Oseos. Take out a Mishnah, he copy, but he'll never learn the halacha, so it can be Chas Hashem, you can have an artist, he'll never even know the halacha that he's supposed to say, L'shem Kiddushas Hashem. He's not going to know which shame to say, the shame to the shame. So therefore, you have to be very careful. Base, the da, The Rambam lo nimtza din zeh shach lichtayv l'shem klir shefer Torah is not amazing. The Rambam does not include this halacha. V'le'od ela d'lehedim avur midavar b'dilrak be'askar v'shach l'shman. The only thing the Rambam says that means l'shem l'shman is the shemos. There's no mention in the Rambam that you have to write. That you have to write the sefer Torah itself. Zeh l'shana b'perik alav din tezvav. Ha'koysev sefer Torah utfulinoy mezuzos b'shosh b'chashas ksivul lohaisel loy kavana. You don't have any kavana. The cause of Askarim and Askar is one of Hashem's names. Shabachem Shlom Lishmon Psulim Ad Kan Lishon. It was not. It was written not Lishem Shemayim. It's Pasul. Uperek Yud Be'eshem Psulim Shachashav. He lists there enumerates 20 different things which can disqualify a Sefer Torah. Cause of Gamkein Shekasaf O Askaroy Shloy Lishmon Ad Kan Lishon. Harei Lehedya Lehitzrich Lishmon Rak Be'Askaros. Period. So we have a chiddush neira from the Rambam. The only thing that has to be written in the Shmon is the Askarais, Hashem's name. He makes no mention to write the rest of the Sefer Torah, L'shem Sefer Torah. And that will be when you go to Achnosa, the Rambam. If you go to Achnosa Sefer Torah by the Rambam, okay, if the Rambam, if he was doing that in his shul, and the Rambam shul, Achnosa Sefer Torah, and you want to put it down in the letter, the Sefer would not require you to say L'shem Kedushas Sefer Torah, because the Rambam doesn't mention it, only when it comes to Hashem's name. They'll never let you do that. By Achnosa Sefer Torah, they're never going to let you fill in the dots for Hashem's name. Sorry. Not going to happen, no. Sorry. So that's not going to happen. What?
Could fill out the whole Sefer Torah?
Yes, they do that. That's very, that was commonly, that was done that because of mikvah. Not we mentioned this yesterday, is that they, when, years ago, they were, Sefer were not makpi to go to mikvah when they would write Sifrei Torah, only when they would write Hashem's name. So you have to go to mikvah when you write Hashem's name, but you don't have to go to mikvah writing a Sifrei Torah. So they would write the whole Sifrei Torah and leave out all of Hashem's names, and then they would go to mikvah, and then they would say L'shem Kedushas Hashem, and they would just write away Hashem's name multiple times in the Sifrei Torah. Ad Kan L'shem. Now, Harei L'hei Lozach L'Rak L'Shem R'Rak L'Askos U'Tumihani. Our Hashulchan is disturbed. No one's paid attention. I'm the only one who made this observation in the Rambam. The truth is, the Gemara only mentions the Askaros of Lishman. It says that we're given. We don't receive it. We don't receive it. And it says there in the Gemara, if a person is writing Hashem's name in the Sefer Torah, the Rambam says, and someone says to Shalom Aleichem, don't respond, because it's a hefsek. If you're going to say Aleichem Shalom when you're in the middle of Hashem's name, then your declaration that I'm writing L'shem Hashem has been interrupted, and you're going to have to say it again. And if you forget to say it again, then it's possible. The Zeru B'tay Sefta will be Yerushalmi Perakei the Brachos V'Kevan Sin Shehu Tala Hatam Yishum L'Shma Imken B'Chol Atay Bos Asur LaHafsik Asur LaHafsik. The Atur B'Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure what this means. I'm able to go further. The Atur B'Shulchan Aruch Shekaf Din Zeb Simu Reish Ayin Vav Leitcholu Zeb B'Nei L'Shma El B'Nei Kvod Hashem. Avol Rambam Shetolu Zeb B'Nei L'Shma Mashman V'Chol Atay Ein Tzach Tzarech. Again, he brings a technical raya that the Rambam over here is only mentioning this concept of by Hashem's name. So he's saying over here a very good kasha. Maybe you'll tell me in a chanami. What's the big deal? So you don't need to write the Sefer Torah L'shem Kedushas Sefer Torah. It's not reasonable. Because if you need to prepare the hides, the oiros, the cloth has to be prepared L'shem Kedushas Sefer Torah. Al achas kama v'kama, the oisiyos have to be written l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. So it's very bizarre. How can the Rambam paskin that the sefer Torah, that the hides are possible if they're not written l'shem kedusha sefer Torah? And yet from his words, it's mashma that the sefer Torah itself does not need to be written l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. Only Hashem's name.
Everything is carried over.
Everything is what?
Carried over. The
so you want to say that the Kedusha of the hides, yeah, goes into the Ksiv of the ACAs. He doesn't say that.
It's by itself. Doesn't mean nothing.
the fact that you made the hide l'shem kedusha sefer automatically mean that this, that the oisi is written. Okay, maybe that's really maybe what he's saying about. I think he's saying about your idea. It's crazy. The nil and the astaiti. You're allowed. No, you are allowed. Hasmana milsa. I don't think you're allowed to. You're not allowed to.
But if you make a
for tefillin mezuzah, higher kedusha.
Yeah.
No, so you can only go down. You can't go. You can go down. You can't go up. If you prepare a leather for tefillin, you can't use it for a sefer Torah,
right.
Or because it has a lower kedusha, and that's why when they make the oros, they say all three.
So, and if you make it for sefer Torah, you can make it for.
Yes, you can go down. You can go down,
so
but you can't go up.
And everyone makes it for
sefer Torah. Yeah, they do. That's what they do. They make it for the sefer Torah.
Doesn't make sense otherwise.
Exactly. Well, today everything is standardized anyway because the cloth they make for tefillin is not the same cloth they make for sefer Torah.
The tefillin comes from the head.
Everything is standardized. Everything they know from the very beginning what's going for what. It's a business. The way they prepare the parchment, from what part of the animal, how they prepare it, everything is already soif ma'isa b'machshava tchila. Yeah.
So let's see. What they do is they computerize it. They have the sizes.
Yeah.
And
they cut it.
Just like you have to by wood cutting.
Yeah.
They figure out exactly
optimize the hides for the maximum profit. How to cut it with the computer. Okay, Nachanami. There are probably videos. They have some very interesting videos that show how they make it. Exactly your answer. You see, you're machaven. The Ibn Ha'iros l'shmah me'melah da chesiv m'stam l'shmah. Okay, your answer exactly. You're machaven exactly what it says in Chashochan. Exactly what it says over here is that according to the Rambam did not need to say because since the hides were made l'shmah, automatically the chesiv l'shmah v'raya l'zeh me'reish zvachim that meaning the b'shidas kachim stam l'shman koi. When they shech the carbon v'atam emnei shekvar hekdishon, just like when the koyin slaughters the animal. Does he have to say, I'm slaughtering this animal, shchit l'shem kedushas zevach, l'shem kedushas carbon oilah? No. If the animal already has been designated as a carbon oilah, that designation of the living animal carries over into all of the maisim which you're going to do later on. The shchita and the kabbal, the halach and the zrika. V'yachinami, even since, shekvar hikdash haklaf, stamon l'shman, koi, ukud, fine. But that doesn't help for the Shem Hashem, because the Shem Hashem is different. That's a higher madrega. Ukudushas Hashem shiny. Shetzarech kedusha acheres l'shem Hashem mefurish. V'loy mahani l'stam kedusha sefer Torah. L'vodif otzarech l'shem mefurish l'shem kedusha Hashem. V'gam isugi digidin shan ki yesh ktsas rael zeh. Ayin shem heite mi l'din v'adai. Even though this is technically true, what you said, but l'chatchila, all of the poets can say that you should still, at the onset of your ksiva, say, I'm doing it l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. Vada deloy kamon kenel l'kureva poets can do my period. Utmiyani al rabbeinu habei seyesef, shaloy kosev akatur di'im lo yosef ken posel. He did not like write the tour that if you do not do so, that it's possible. In other words, the tour said that if you do not say at the very beginning of the writing, the tour is more machmud than the Rambam. The tour says that if you do not say at the beginning of the writing, l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, it's possible. The Beis Yosef did not, whose quotes the tour of Keseder did not mention this, did not quote, he left this out, which indicates that the Beis Yosef holds that if you do not say l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, it's kosher. Ulai hoyuloy eze kavon b'zim b'neishloy wants a din zed b'ramam. Like I said, ach imkein hoyuloy l'haz l'hazkir zed b'sefer gadol. He should have mentioned it. V'tzorachin. So therefore, it's really the bottom line that Sarachian. He includes over here that what indeed happens. What? Machshav is no good. Machshav, everyone else Machshav is no good. The only child is that the shame kedusha sefer Torah on the ibud oyros on the hides.
On the
high, it should carry over for the ksiva. That's
the Machshav is good.
No, on the hides Machshav is also no good. You have to.
You said this is Rabbi Kiva Engel.
On the hides.
Yeah, ibud b'shma. We said over there Machshav.
So whatever it is for the hides, so whatever you did for the hides, maybe will carry over. But the point here he's making over here is that once already you have kosher parchment, the fact that it's kosher for the Sefer Torah, that theoretically the Eved will carry over to the writing of the Sefer Torah, even though the Torah says it doesn't explicitly, that if you do not say l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, it's possible. The Beis Yosef did not mention that it's possible because the Beis Yosef picked up on the deek of the Rambam, because the Rambam left it out, and as the explanation of the Aruch HaShulchan is that the l'shma of the hides would carry over. So therefore, it would be a tzarachin. What would be the bottom line if a sofer would come in front of us and confess that he never said l'shem kedusha sefer Torah when he wrote the sefer Torah on kosher parchment? We don't really know what the halacha would be. Mitzad echa, the Torah says it's possible, but mitzad sheni from the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, it's mashma that it would be kosher. So he says tzarachin uvegitin parach. V'Rav Moshe Gamliel ibul l'shma boy k'siva l'shma loy boy b'tmi amashma v'tzach b'chol ha'tara l'shma. So you do need it, not like the Rambam, not like my aunts, because the other Gemara over there says that you need both. It's mashma different. The Gemara's question that you have to have a special kavana for the ibud, for the processing of the hearts, and a special kavana for the writing. The Efshar Rambam Yifarish Askaris Levad Koyim. So maybe you can say that when the Gemara over there says that the writing has to be l'shma in addition to the preparation of the hides, it means there's specifically the writing of Hashem's name, not necessarily the writing of the regular letters. There the Gemara is not a right, because there the case of when a goy writes it. When a goy writes a Sefer Torah on kosher parchment, we do not apply the principle that it's kosher, because a goy is a goy. So just because the parchment was made l'shma, that's not going to help the writing of a goy. A goy cannot be etzlod vada yilashach loyma mustam l'shma and koy can move on to live. That Gemara is out for two reasons why that Gemara is not relevant.
Works even if it's not the same person.
Right, that's what it would indicate. Even if it's not the same, yeah, that's what it seems. But not a goy.
What happens? He says when for the parchment, he says in addition, he includes the writing.
So that would be the writings. That's also the writing. In Echanami, if when you're doing the parsha, you think maybe it's too early in time. It's davar shalei ba la'ilam. Maybe when you're making that statement, it's too early in time. Maybe not. Maybe if you actually say, I'm now going to process the hearts and I'm going to write it l'shma, maybe you're right. That's already good. But what would be when you just say, I want to process the hearts, and now the hearts are given, kosher hearts are given to a sefer to write? Does it carry over? So from the Gemara, it's not a raya. Even though the Gemara is saying it does not carry over, the Gemara is discussing either writing Hashem's name, or the Gemara means if a goy were to write it, it's not going to carry over. Would it carry over to another Jew? The bottom line here is tzaruch in from the Rambam. No one actually says this svara. This is a svara that the Aruch HaShulchan invented, that it carries over, and he wants to say this explains why the Rambam left it out. And the Beis Yosef also left it out. The Torah, though, did not leave it out. So the bottom line is, it's a svara, it's logical, and it is a tzaruch in. Oistal, the Gam.
You write Urias.
What?
You write Urias for the sake of Torah.
Right? You write when you write. You prepare Urias.
The pages.
Yeah.
So you don't have to write it in order. You can start.
Correct. You don't have to write in order.
So at each Uriah, you have to have L'shem?
Yeah. The writing. I mean, not necessarily. I don't know.
So let's say you have all the Urias except the first one, Bereishis.
Okay.
So the guy sits down to write Bereishis, says, "I'm writing this L'shem Sefer Torah." Then he can tie all the Urias together.
Yeah.
And that kavana should be good enough for the whole.
No, time. You don't go to Mafreya. You can't go to Mafreya. You can't go to Mafreya.
So you have to have kavana on each time.
You can even the last one. If I'm not writing it. You said, "Look, I am now going to write a Sefer Torah. I'm not writing it in order. I'm writing it in a different order." I think they do that on purpose sometimes because they get better as they go along. So sometimes they want the beginning of the Sefer Torah to look really good.
Yeah.
So they start somewhere, somewhere Parshas Korach. They start somewhere in the middle, and as their ksiva gets better, then they pick up. Okay, so I don't know. Unless they want to with the Shira, Az Yashar, it used to be not anymore. It used to be in the olden days that a Sofer would write Urias. Every Urias he would write, he would send off as a sample to a retailer. And you go to buy shirts or any whatever shirts, so you want to see a Sefer Torah, so he takes out all the Urias, just all the samples. This costs 18,000, this costs 20, 22, 25, and one time or the other. They don't know what to do that anymore. You know why? Because the quality of the photocopies or of take out your cell phone and take the pictures are so high quality, you don't have to send a Urias anymore. Years ago, you want to see what I'm getting. So I want to see the Urias.
You can't tell.
What?
The feel you can't see.
Okay, the feel is going to be the same. What's the difference in the feel? You want to see the ksiva. The quality today of taking a picture with your cell phone is so high. The resolution is so clear. There's no need anymore to actually send off the Urias all over the world to 20 moichrim, and then when you finish and find a buyer, I have to go through the tiracha of retrieving all of the riyos from all of the moichrim to stitch together to make a sefer Torah. It's not worth it. Here's my ksiva, here's a sample, I send you a photocopy, I'll send you, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, the price is still high.
What? Yeah, the price today is still higher, exactly. The price is only go up and up, exactly. Okay, one more, let's do one more halacha. Another question, how could it be that just saying it once suffices for the next 6 months? It takes at least 6 months to write a Sefer Torah. Even if you're Superman, it takes at least 6 months to write a Sefer Torah. So how could it be that you say it once, it's going to be sufficient? So here's the controversy, which I mentioned from this. I mentioned to you before from the Kestes HaSofer. Ella, bevadai, certainly. Koi, he's saying something different over here. That when you do in the beginning, everything you do mikanalbo is l'shma v'imkein ein min atemol leharambam loymar dechu ibur have haschala v'loy dami l'shemos the kol shem hu a kedusha bifnei atzmo lefichach tzach lekadesh kol shem mehashema. So he's saying over here a lot of chidushim here. First of all, he's saying over here is that b'diavad we do rely upon this principle that you say l'shem kedusha sefer Torah in the beginning, and that is enough to carry you through the entire sefer Torah. As I told you, that is controversial. The Kes HaSofer says it's not such a good idea. Every time you sit down to write after taking a break, again you should say l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. But b'diavad we mentioned here that it works. The same way it works to carry you through the next 6 months, it's also reasonable that when you process the hides, l'shem kedusha sefer Torah should carry over to the writing of the sefer Torah. So what's the next question? So why don't we say the same thing when it comes to writing Hashem's name? Now some in fact do this. They do this, that you say that every time I write Hashem's name in this Sefer Torah, Mikan Rabba shall be L'shem Kedusha Sashem. He seems to say it doesn't work so well. There we have much more difficulty. Why? Because every Shem Hashem has its unique Kedusha. Why? What does that mean? What kind? That's a very hard sfar to grasp. Why does every Shem Hashem have more unique Kedusha than the whole Sefer Torah has Kedusha? What does that come from? I don't know, but that's what it says. It says, V'loi domi l'shemos dekol shem hu Kedusha bifnei atzmai l'fichach tzorch l'kadish kol shem ma'ashem. Alright, we'll stop here.
In case he's not sure, he said it.
You got a problem. You got a problem. Then you fall back on the default. That's what you fall back on. Mm-hmm. So lichatchila, you do it in the beginning just in case, and you do it every single time. But just in case, I forgot one time. I was vertracht. So then you can say I said it in the very beginning.
You're not sure.
You're not sure. So then you
can do it. I think the site has a written on the chart right in front of it.
Like not to forget.
It says l'shem.
It's still a shame because there's always
this.
Okay, it's true. That's right. That's right. You see.
When you finish the sefer, I finish writing.
Yeah.
Now say,
no, it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. You have to do it before. You can't go retroactively.